answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It wasn't enough for Donald Trump to say I should be hanged, which prompted death threats against me and my family. It wasn't enough for Pete Hegseth to announce a sham investigation on social media. Now they are threatening everything I fought for and served for over 25 years in the U.S. Navy, all because I repeated something every service member is taught. It should send a shiver down the spine of every patriotic American that this president and Secretary of Defense would so corruptly abuse their power to come after me or anyone this way. The United States has the most professional military in the world. What I don't trust is Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, who have already shown they will stop at nothing and corrupt any process to make an example out of me. I will keep doing my job representing Arizona, whether that is voting to stop healthcare premiums from skyrocketing for families, calling out these tariffs that are driving up costs, or standing up against anyone who threatens our Constitution and the rule of law.
Would that include your fellow Democrats, who are all about ignoring our Constitution and letting all the illegals unvetted come into our nation? Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, I ask you that question. Senator Kelly has an outstanding record as a military service. He retired from the Navy as a captain, the highest rank achieved after 25 years of service, flew combat flights in Operation Desert Storm, later became a NASA astronaut, then, of course, entering politics in the state of Arizona and representing them. But Senator Kelly, in some of his missions when he was flying and not politicizing, and he was a naval aviator, he flew 39 combat missions. Do you think he ever once questioned, why am I being assigned to hit this target? Did he ever say, I don't want to hit that unless I know all the details? This all goes back to Trump hitting the cocaine cargo boats. And, of course, the second strike on one of them that the left is trying to make a big deal of. I don't know. I have not seen the video. All I know that the storyline is from the White House and the Department of War, the first strike did not incapacitate the boat. It was still floating. So they go back and hit it again, the so-called double tap. And if there's survivors still hanging on or nearby, yeah, they were probably killed as well. But when Senator Kelly says what Trump is doing is coming after him is a move to chill military dissent. Senator, Captain, what would you have done if you gave an order to one of your subordinates and they refused because they decided, I don't have all the facts. I don't know if you're right, so I don't think I'm going to follow that order. Senator Kelly has said, if I had been in that position and given the order to hit that boat again, I would have dissented, and it would have been an illegal order. You can say that now, but at that moment, you're given an order, you follow it. The Uniform Code of Military Justice states that very clearly, and he wants you to believe that every military member has a right to refuse an illegal order. First of all, is it illegal? Can you decide in an instant? If there are children bound up in a room and you're told to go in there and shoot and kill all of them, yeah, I would say that's illegal. And I would stop at that. But he underscored why he has done this in his remarks. Trump, Trump, Trump. It's because Trump ordered that, and Hegseth also carried it out. Now, I'm not saying Trump ordered the second strike. Hegseth hasn't said he did. There was someone else who did, but they all stand in agreement with it. But Mark Kelly is trying to put himself ahead of the other Democrats, and I'm telling you, he's looking to run for president. You watch it. Because he's taken such a firm stand, and he signed off on a letter written by others to condemn that second hit on that same boat they'd already hit once. I don't know all of his official records in the military, but I will be willing to bet that Senator Mark Kelly, as a captain, a Navy captain, was sent into places and hit it, and maybe go back and hit it again if they didn't get everything they wanted. Do you think he refused that order? And now he says because Trump and Hegseth want to come after him, they've created death threats. They didn't do it. It's the surroundings and everything out there. And I'm against that. I make it very clear. But you, sir, are suggesting a treasonous action and a violation of the chain of command order. You're going to hear from a former Navy SEAL in a moment on what we're doing and not doing, right or wrong, in our military. First of all, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. And following this hour, President Trump will be on the airwaves right here live at News Talk STL, addressing the nation. Many say it's just going to be a parade of all the great accomplishments. Carolyn Leavitt, White House spokeswoman, has indicated he's going to talk about what he has accomplished and what he hopes to. And, of course, this comes as we move toward the midterm elections. He's got a lot of good things to talk about. But if you look at the left, all of this is just a prop. Would they have said that if Biden had done this, trying to talk about his accomplishments? Oh, that's right. He didn't have any accomplishments. That's something else we're going to get into in this hour, of what we have seen happen for our nation and what is yet to come. And reminding you, with Larry Connors, USA, we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And with every Larry Connors, USA edition, you'll get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave this program with more knowledge than you have right now. I make sure that we fill you with more knowledge. If you're note-taking, good luck, because we move rapidly. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video live. You can watch right now. Right now, you can go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, and you'll see the program. And if you miss the video and our audio, we put them both up as a podcast later at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. Let me take a moment to remind you, we still have the stocking stuffer, an opportunity for you to get a gift to give someone or fill your own stocking. We got several sponsors stepping forward, and they're not just giving one or two gift cards. They're giving multiple gift cards. Havana 1961 Restaurant, Trolley Stop Bakery, Gulf Shores Restaurant and Grill, and the grand prize, a $500 gift certificate to Neustedter's Fine Jewelers. You could win one of those. All you have to do is go to News Talk STL and register. Register as many times as you want. Fine by us. Increase your chances to win, maybe. But if you don't enter, you have no chance of winning. So I want you to listen to Senator Shahi, from Montana. He was a U.S. Navy SEAL, and he's talking about what we're doing right and why we need to be doing things.
To go after the brave men and women in uniform who are conducting these attacks is to indict the very system that was used bipartisanly for the last 24 years. I personally was involved in many of these operations, from kinetic strikes to direct action operations. And the process we have is legally sound. It's been supported by legal opinions for a quarter century now of how we find these people, we fix them, and we finish them. And keep in mind, if we don't drop a bomb and we decide to interdict, as is being said by many folks, we have an obligation to send a team to interdict. When we make that decision, you're putting our lives at risk. You're putting Americans' lives at risk. Just about a year and a half ago, you remember two SEALs were killed interdicting a vessel at night in the Red Sea. Interdicting a vessel underway is perhaps the most dangerous mission we have in our entire military inventory. When we task our commandos to go out and attack a vessel underway, that's an incredibly high-risk mission. So when folks say, well, we should be interdicting, that's easy for you to say here in this building, yeah, between two cups of cappuccinos.
Right.
It's a lot harder to send that 24-year-old operator out there who's got a wife and kids and tell him in the middle of the night you got to fast rope out of a helicopter, scuba dive under a ship, climb up the side of that, and fight your way onto a vessel because we're more worried about the lives of drug dealers than we are our own people. And that's a high-risk mission.
Absolutely. Montana Senator Shahi, and with his background as a Navy SEAL, why should we interdict? Why should we put U.S. lives in danger when we could just hit them from the air and blow them out of the water? If it's your son or your daughter that's going to go aboard on this interdiction, I think you would say, what are the other options first? And Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma said, you're dealing with terrorists.
Guys, I'm losing patience on the whole thing because I think it's ridiculous that we're having this conversation, because underneath Obama, he had 500 strikes, 3,700 different individuals were killed. There wasn't a big show about this. What you guys are all upset about is the hemisphere that's working in. The hemisphere is these are drug terrorist organizations. The same people that Obama went after, some people we've been over for the last 24 years, were terrorist organizations that were wanting to kill Americans. There has been more Americans killed because of these terrorist cartels drugging our streets, drugging everyone to your all streets, everyone, you're all towns, everyone of the audience's towns. We killed, they killed more people in 2024 on our streets than we lost in the entire Vietnam War for U.S. personnel. These are terrorist organizations that are poisoning our streets. The president has the authority to do so. The argument is it's too close to our shores. Does anybody doubt that these are terrorist organizations? Does anybody have a question about these being terrorist organizations? So what's the difference between Obama attacking these individuals when they were deemed terrorist organizations in the Middle East versus the ones that are here right now poisoning our streets?
Yeah. There is no difference. There's still a danger to our nation, especially our young people. You can hit those cocaine cargo boats and blow them out of the water. Those on board, sucks to be you. Now, they may not have wanted to be on board. Keep in mind, maybe they were ordered to do it under threat of harm to their family. And after they've seen these strikes from the air, blowing these boats apart, killing everyone on board, if one strike or two strikes to the same boat, they don't want to go out. They know they're being tracked. And they're just hoping they can get to their destination without being detected. Not likely. Not likely because of the naval armada we have around Venezuela right now. And part of that, again, is going to enforce a blockade of ships dealing with sanctioned oil. We'll get with that in more detail a little bit later. In the meantime, President Trump tonight might certainly brag about what he's accomplished, and I think rightly so. Foreign-born employment is down. Foreign-born employment is down. All net job growth has apparently been going to Americans. And the economy is moving forward, despite the naysayers. White House economic advisor Pierre.
Wages have been outpacing inflation, whatever measure you look at. And so when wages are going up, that's attractive for people to reenter. The labor force. And in our view, that suggests that, you know, the economy is doing extremely well. That's consistent with the fact that real GDP growth in the second quarter was very good. If you look at where GDP now, the Atlanta Fed's forecast is, that's very good. So that economic activity, combined with the fact that productivity growth is up, combined with the fact that nominal wages are outpacing inflation, so real wages are going up, that attracts a lot of people into the labor force. And attracting people into the labor force does mean that, you know, there is a process by which they eventually find jobs.
In fact, the labor secretary says, on that front, we continue to see the jobs being filled. And look at what Joe Biden was doing for hardworking Americans versus what Trump is doing.
I couldn't agree more with the vice president as he spoke to Pennsylvanians today. We were in the Lehigh Valley talking to U-Line workers who, you know, American dream realized for these workers. And the president, vice president said it correctly. Joe Biden essentially stole $3,000 out of the pockets of hardworking Americans. And President Trump is the only one who has been able to put the policies in play to climb us out of that deficit and put over $1,000 a month in their pockets. And that's been the policies that the Republicans have done. And the Democrats have no reason to talk about affordability because they caused this problem.
Yeah, the labor secretary nailed it. The leftists crying out, oh, affordability crisis, affordability crisis. If we'd continued with the Biden plans, God help us, because everything would be upside down. And she documented basically the Biden administration stole $3,000 out of your pocket. Trump is putting at least $1,000 back, and that's just the beginning. Treasury Secretary Bessent pointing out mass deportations are also bringing rents down for working class Americans. Americans out there trying to find housing, and their market currently flooded by illegals. So Americans looking for housing cannot rent because the prices are jacked up, because the illegals are doing it. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, he's introduced a bill ending in-state tuition for illegal migrants. I say great. They came here illegally. Now, not all of them came to sow chaos and death. They just wanted a better life. I fully understand that. If I were them living in some of the hellholes they've been in, absolutely, I'd want to get my family out to a better place. But if they came in here to manipulate our system, to scam our system, Governor Walz, Minnesota, you listening? To scam our system repeatedly, I don't want them here. And they darn sure do not deserve in-state tuition if they're here illegally. If I were to guess what President Trump is going to say when he comes on air at the end of this hour for Larry Connors USA, he's got a lot to crow about, and rightly so. You're going to hear from the left. They're going to be negative, negative, negative. They still claim the sky is falling with all the things he's put in place. I don't see it happening. Does that mean everything is rosy for every American? Probably not. But it's a hell of a lot better than where we were under Joe Biden. You want an example? Minnesota. Thank you, Governor Walz, for giving us a class example. Coming up, Texas Senator, I say Congressman Chip Roy, on fighting against Islamophobic and Islamist moving into our nation. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. VincentsJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
America, Texas, and Western civilization are under attack from within. The cheap labor lobby, left-wing NGOs, radical progressive Democrats, Marxists, globalist organizations, the United Nations, they've mobilized a coordinated effort to subvert our security, our immigration system, to harm the American people. Particularly concerning is the threat posed by Islamists who are spreading Sharia law into Texas, who are advancing throughout the country, and who have a stated goal of undermining American life, not assimilating into it. This is a political movement, well-funded, targeted at the American people, Western civilization, our rule of law, and the Constitution.
Texas Congressman Chip Roy. In the 1980s, my pastor at Central Presbyterian Church at that time was Andy Jumper. And he'd been on a trip to Israel and parts of the Mideast. And he came back and started preaching then, in the 80s, that the Muslim nations, the Islamic nations, will be looking to come into our country and take over. And I have to admit, at that point, I thought, with all due respect, Pastor, you're not overstepping and creating a xenophobic fear that really isn't there. He and others saw that back in the 80s. I have to admit, I did not. But where are we now, today? Sean Fleetwood, a writer for The Federalist, has a piece out I want to share with you as we move forward with more remarks from Congressman Chip Roy. It's titled, The West Embrace of Mass Third World Migration is Civilization Suicide. To the importation of third worlders with no emphasis on assimilation has been, is, and will continue to be a complete failure. It doesn't have to be that way. I will add that. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's the way we've been doing it, and apparently that's the way we're going to continue. Sean Fleetwood points out, look at what's happening in Australia. This, not just the tragedy, but rather than focus on shutting off the immigration pipeline responsible for this father and son in the land down under, the nation's leading officials in Australia are preparing to implement more extreme gun control policies. In other words, inhibit the Aussies from the ability to defend themselves from radical Islamists that their elected officials are willing to import because they fear will be called racist, xenophobic, and we want them to come in. The father came into Australia from India on a student visa in 1998 and later became a permanent resident. His son was born in Australia. Law enforcement had previously investigated the son on the basis of being associated with alleged terrorists, but they ultimately asserted no indication of any ongoing threat or threat of him engaging in violence. And then you have last Sunday happen. He and his father go to Bondi Beach and open fire, shooting into a Hanukkah celebration, targeting Jews, not just anti-Semitic hatred, but a desire to kill. Congressman Chip Roy on what he thinks we need to do in this nation.
We should not be allowing more people into this country who are adherent to Sharia law. Period. The Muslim Brotherhood's own motto is, Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope. Meanwhile, Europe has fallen. London, Paris, mere shells of their former strong self. You watch veterans who fought to defend the United Kingdom in World War II, those still alive, tear up and cry, wondering what it was they fought for. When they watch the radical extension of Islam into the streets of London and throughout the United Kingdom.
Yeah, what is it we fought for? Sean Fleetwood, in his article for The Federalist, points out, you got Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accusing Senator Tuberville of Alabama of being Islamophobia because Tuberville had the audacity to call for Islamists who are not here to assimilate into our culture, go back to your home country. Fleetwood points out, there's nothing Islamophobic about highlighting the incompatibility of Islam and Western civilization, nor is it wrong for Americans and others to demand non-Westerners assimilate into the culture where they're going. And he points out something we all know. If you're native-born American or European and you migrate into the Middle East, good luck with that, but you would be expected to adopt that nation's cultural norms and practices. And yet when it comes to third waters coming into our country, all that is thrown out the window. Just come in and do whatever you want. Once again, Congressman Chip Roy.
French officials have warned President Macron that Islamists are infiltrating France's republican institutions and are a threat to national cohesion. The authors of the report to Macron identified the Federation of Muslims of France, FMF, as the main French emanation of the historic Muslim Brotherhood, which is founded 100 years ago, to promote a return to core Islamic values. They said the FMF controlled 139 places of worship in France and a further 68 affiliated in all around 7% of the total. The organization ran some 280 associations. 7 out of 10 French voters would back a ban on the Islamic veil in public because of what's happening in France. In the United Kingdom, Muslims are increasingly turning to Britain's Sharia courts, which are not part of UK law and operate as informal bodies. The number of Sharia courts in Britain has grown to 85 since the first began operating in the country in 1982. Polls have found that 41% of the British public believe that Muslim immigrants have had a negative impact on the United Kingdom. Nearly half think that Muslim women are pressured into wearing the hijab, and almost a third think that Islam promotes violence.
And the New York Post is pointing out, in France, Paris officials recently announced plans to cancel an upcoming New Year's Eve celebration. Police are pinning the move on the unpredicted crowd movements. And skeptics of that narrative are blaming France's open-door immigration policies and the threat of migrant violence. There are peace-loving Muslims. They're not Islamist, and they're not jihadist. Those are the ones you had to worry about. And then you look at what we're doing in this nation. Once again, Congressman Chip Roy.
All the way back in 1991, a lot of people won't know this, the Muslim Brotherhood issued a memorandum about North America, detailing a plan for, quote, the enablement of Islam in North America, establishing an effective and stable Islamic movement led by the Muslim Brotherhood, which adopts Muslims' causes domestically and globally, and works to expand the observant Muslim base. It was a coordinated and specific effort to advance Islam into the United States. Our founders did not envision a nation that remotely resembled today's Muslim world and the radical elements of Sharia.
No, because we thought people coming here come because they want to be part of our culture. They want to live the American way, the American life. And many do, but others don't. And even Americans become, quote, radicalized because this web of terrorism is in every corner. Sean Fleetwood, in his article in The Federalist, wrote how these on the left claim, well, diversity is our strength. And he says that diversity is getting people killed, and I would agree. He asked a question. How many innocent civilians had to be senselessly murdered before Western powers admit mass importation of third world migrants was a mistake? How many? He adds, apparently the answer is many more. And pray that your family is not caught in the midst. He said Western powers have a choice, either reverse course and ensure the people they're admitting will adopt their cultural norms or continue embracing the self-destructive immigration policies, and our civilization will collapse. And he signed off his article by saying, given what we've seen so far, it appears many are intent on finding things out the hard way. That would be bloodshed. Coming up, Trump's pledge to put a blockade around Venezuela. Is it going to work? What's in play? That's coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw, Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, ShawRealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's 1,000 miles in 18 hours. I got a double drive down southbound 35. I got the hammer down, Detroit made, 525 pushing my ass right down that line. And that smell of burning diesel fuel just tells me that I'm back out on the road.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
President Trump is now taking the already boiling tension with the Venezuelan president to a new level now, ordering a, quote, total and complete blockade on sanctioned oil tankers in and out of Venezuela. He says that's going to be backed by a, quote, unquote, armada of U.S. ships in the region. The specific wording of Trump's announcement may allow for more wiggle room than his blockade threat suggests, but he's definitely trying to escalate things even further. It comes after the U.S. Coast Guard seized this ship. We've been showing you this video since last week off of Venezuela's coast. The new threat is now intended to hit right at the heart of the Venezuelan economy, its massive oil reserves.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea. Now, how will it be carried out? What will happen if one of them tries to run the blockade? These are tankers, oil tankers. I would not want to be sitting on an oil tanker facing a Navy battleship. You're sitting on a keg of dynamite. Sucks to be you. But there is a problem with this blockade that I have, and I discussed it with my guest in the previous hour. If you missed it, shame on you. But I know you cannot listen all the time. I understand that. That's why every program does go up when we finish as a podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. My guest was the Latin policy analyst expert for the Heritage Foundation. And we were talking in particular about Chevron. Chevron Oil is operating in Venezuela with U.S. permission and under certain strict conditions. It's estimated at last report that's 17% of the oil coming out of Venezuela coming to the U.S. through Chevron. What's going to happen to Chevron? More importantly, my concern is what's going to happen to any Americans who are there working for Chevron? We know in the past some of the employees and others have been grabbed up by the Maduro regime and held hostage, extortion for money. And I imagine Chevron in their board meeting is deciding, what are we going to do if they suddenly decide to nationalize our company down there, take over everything, run us out? And they may well do that. In fact, I'd be surprised if Maduro does not do it. But a company doing business in that part of the world, you take your risk where you're going down there. But Americans who are working for you, I'm more worried about them than your company. You can write off your losses, but you can't write off human life. And of course, we continue our attacks on these cocaine boats speeding out of Venezuela in the dark of night, trying to evade being spotted, much less targeted. And good luck with that, because again, we have the most sophisticated detection equipment available. They will not see the plane or whatever it is that is tracking them. They won't even know they're in the firing range until, boom, it's in their face. And they might have a split second to think, oh, my God. And I'm not even sure they'll be able to complete that sentence. And yet here comes Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, talking about a classified briefing he had yesterday with Secretary of State Rubio and Defense Secretary Hegseth. And the way it's written by the Hill publication, the Hill leans left, if you had any doubt. It comes in this next word. Senator Murphy confirms the Trump administration has no legal or national security justification for striking alleged drug boats in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. Confirms? There's no confirmation other than he came out and said that. And the Hill immediately says, put a label on it. That's it. That's a fact. That's a confirmation. Simply because he said the Trump administration has no legal or national security justification. And then they say alleged drug boat. What the hell do you think these boats fast running across the water are carrying? All that white stuff, is that salt? Maybe they're just going to put more salt into the ocean? Is that the idea? You know what it's carrying. But Murphy, in a video he posted, said the cabinet officials admitted to our lawmakers that the accused drug trafficking vessels are believed to be smuggling cocaine, not fentanyl. Either one will kill Americans. I don't want either one of them in our nation. Murphy also said Rubio and Hegseth said intelligence suggests the boats were going to Europe, not the U.S., contradicting the administration's public justification for the strikes. I don't know if that's accurate or not. That's what he came out and said, they said. Those fast speed boats are not going to Europe. Give me a break. They're not going to make it all the way across the Atlantic to Europe. But the Connecticut Democrat said all of this is a massive waste of national security resources and taxpayer dollars. I don't think it's a waste. I think it's going to, at some point, make it clear to the narco units and operations, the cartels, you're not going to survive trying to run past us. We conducted strikes against three vessels in the Pacific on Monday, killing eight narco terrorists on board. In fact, since early September, we now have carried out 20 strikes and, to our knowledge, killed at least 95. They were not coming to America to be part of our country. They were coming to poison our population, especially the young. But here comes Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut. No, Hegseth and Rubio, they say Trump has the authority to greenlight such strikes due to the State Department designating the Venezuelan drug trafficking network as a terrorist organization. But the Connecticut senator said that move just gives the president the capability to sanction members of the group, not to authorize strikes against them. Oh, I get it. You guys, you're narco-terrorists, you're terrorists anyway. You must stand inside this box I paint on the floor. Don't step out of it. What kind of idiocy is this? It's not strategic in any way. And Senator Mark Kelly, as we were discussing earlier, is also condemning and saying we should not be doing this. And he had no problem with signing up with others to say, those in the military, if you're given an order to carry out a strike on these boats, you should refuse it. It's an illegal command. And Captain Kelly, when you were serving in our Navy, if you gave an order to a lieutenant or a sergeant or a buck private and they did not follow out, or in fact they went out and started telling everyone, it's an unlawful order, don't follow it, what would you have done, Captain Kelly, now Senator Kelly? Would you have said, oh, my bad, I take it back? You know he would not. He would be looking to prosecute them to the fullest extent under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. First stop, the brig. Good luck with getting out of that. But Congressman Murphy, or Senator Murphy, said, only Congress, only the American public can authorize war. Where were you when Obama was carrying out some of these attacks all across the world, not just in the middle of the ocean, where only casualties are those on board the boat, when he was hitting Yemen and Somalia? And I was in favor of him doing it. And yeah, there was, quote, collateral damage. Innocents who probably shouldn't have been killed, but they were nearby. And an American was killed, if you recall. Murphy saying, there's just no question these are acts of war. Murphy doesn't know what he's talking about. Does not know what he's talking about. But he's got the pulpit. He is a U.S. senator. And for him to say, and the Hill to take his story and say, it's confirmation the Trump administration has no legal or national security justification. That is a flat-out lie. As you well know, Trump has hit back at a lot of the news organizations, not saying, we're not going to just sit here and let you pound lies and create lies and fabricated stories. We're going to fight back. So Trump started filing lawsuits against news organizations. And CNN and Brian Stelter admits this is a little shocking.
A year ago, it was unheard of for a sitting American president to file a lawsuit against a news outlet. This never happened before until President Trump returned to office for a second term. But now, this year, he has sued the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and as of this morning, the BBC. So he is charting a new course, trying to take his war against the news media to court. And it's going to be very difficult for him to do so, but he's trying anyway. Even if these lawsuits are just PR stunts, he is getting the headlines he wants.
And he's actually winning some of the lawsuits, being paid off. And Brian Stelter, Trump is doing something no president has done. Yes, on many fronts. He's not going to cower and sneak into the shadows when the legacy media comes out with a demand that Trump do this or do that. He's not going to bend to their will. He's not going to be silent. And lawsuits do tend to chill some of the activities of the leftist legacy media. Perfect example, Brian Stelter was fired by CNN from the job he did have. Now he's back. He's back as a media analyst. They returned him last year. But he did host a program, CNN's, and I'm almost going to choke as I read this title. He was hosting CNN's Reliable Sources. Give me a break. Gag me with a spoon, as it were. Reliable Sources from CNN. Well, he got X'd by CNN because he wrote his 2020 book, Hoax, about CNN's rival Fox News channel. He says, this is a political move they got rid of me. It's also because you're not a good reporter. You were just simply mouthing the leftist storyline. But he's back as a chief media analyst. And why they would hire him back, I can't get into the mind. I do not want to get into the mind of CNN execs. Who knows what shadows lurk inside their minds? But someone decided, we need to have him back. You need to have him back. He's also a special correspondent for Vanity Fair. We know about Vanity Fair, don't we, as to how they treated Susie Wiles. And I questioned Susan Wiles, the chief of staff, the first female presidential chief of staff, for giving them something like 11 different interviews. Something like 11 hours or so. You could easily find words taken out of context, rephrased. I hope she was recording at her end on these interviews so she could pull it and document it. And the remark that they really seized on, that Susie Wiles supposedly said, Trump is like an alcoholic. Trump doesn't drink. He does not drink. And I don't know what context she was putting that in, if she's talking about because of the way he goes after things and just hangs on. He's not going to give it up until he gets what he wants. I don't know the context. But the way Vanity Fair put it out there, it was meant to slander and slur Trump. And they knew it. And they had no problem with it. So now we're supposed to be concerned because, as Brian Stelter says, no president has done this before, suing the media. It has a chilling effect on the media. Damn right, and it should. If you're doing your correct media job, you're being professional, you're being truthful, you don't have anything to worry about. But if you're looking to publish lies and fabricated stories, you do need to worry about it. And Trump's made it very clear, we're not going to take it anymore. And yeah, I'm sure there's some talks behind the curtains of various networks say, let's don't do that. That might get us sued by Trump. Well, if what you're going to do is libelous, slanderous, and a lie anyway, yeah, you should be rethinking it. It's not enough for me to sit here and call you out continually, and I will, but for Trump to say, you step out there, you may get a lawsuit hitting you in the face. Good. That's not censorship. That's just telling you, if you're going to do the job, you must do it correctly, legitimately. President Trump coming up as we finish this program. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.